In this portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater, Spotlight on North Ridgeville, brought to you by the Lorraine Palace, 6th and Broadway in downtown Lorraine. For this week's schedule, click LorrainePalace.com. Or as we sometimes do, talk to Scott Muska from the Lorraine Palace. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy holidays.
I'm great. Happy holidays to you. I bet it's a busy, decorative time, festive time at the Palace these days.
Well, it is. This is one of our busiest months out of the year. A lot of our school programs and Christmas parties all happen at this time of the year. And we also have a couple of big events coming up ourselves. So this weekend is the Palace Theater Gives Back. And we have two great classic movies, which are free family movies. Friday, we've got It's a Wonderful Life. And Saturday, we have White Christmas. And we are collecting food for the local food banks. And that's your only admission. So free movies this weekend. The Palace and the community gives back. Bring canned food. Get in for free. Watch a great classic on the big screen. Both nights starting at 7 o'clock.
Well, sounds like some great movies and some great songs, at least in the White Christmas one, where, of course, everybody could probably quote most of the lines from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh,
of course,
yeah.
seeing those things on a big screen is something probably new for many people.
Well, it's a little different experience than watching it on your TV.
Pretty much so as well. What other things are happening there these days?
And then on Sunday this week is one of our biggest events of the year. That's Tuba Christmas. And Tuba Christmas has been around for many, many, many years. And the Palace Theater hosts one of the largest Tuba Christmases that there is. And basically, folks that have played tubas over the years all come together, have a little practice, and give a concert in the afternoon. And that is a free concert, and we take up a goodwill offering. So we usually get 100 and 120 college students, retirees, music teachers from all over Northern Ohio. And it's just a great event that people love to come to. It's Tuba Christmas. It's Sunday at 2 o'clock. And again, it's a free event. We do sell concessions to make a little money, but then we take up a popcorn cup offering that goes right back into the programming. So that's on Sunday. And then, of course, guys, our biggest event of the year is A Christmas Carol Live. It's on stage this year, the 19th and 20th, which is a Friday and a Saturday, both nights at 7 o'clock. Great local cast of characters, wonderful director out of the Cleveland area, Greg Violand. And they've been working really hard to put a number one, something like you'd see at Playhouse Square right here in Lorain County. So it's going to be a great, great Christmas Carol production. Tickets are on sale now at LorrainePalace.com. And we'd like to, have folks bring their families out and see a great, great Christmas play.
And of course, as you mentioned, throughout the season, you'll have different communities come by because different schools utilize the stage in the area of the Palace for some of their holiday performances, don't they?
Absolutely. We have Amherst Junior High Band in tonight. We have Amherst Junior High Choirs in tomorrow. We have the Boys and Girls Clubs in this week for their Christmas party. We have the Amherst High School Choirs Alumni Concert, which will be next Thursday. And so we have folks that use our building all the time.
And does Santa ever make an appearance over at the Palace these days?
Santa doesn't come to the Palace anymore. Santa comes now to the Mrs. Claus's kitchen, which is a few doors down from the Palace. But this year for Light Up Lorraine, we had Slider in his Santa suit from the Cleveland Indians. So the kids were able to get their pictures taken with Slider next to the Christmas tree.
That's great. Well, lots of things going on at the Lorain Palace, festively decorated, no doubt, obviously, for this holiday season. And again, if people want to find out more about some of the upcoming events, what's happening? What's a good place for that?
Well, online 24/7 at LorrainePalace.com. Our box office is open Monday through Friday from 10 to 3. And you can visit it in person at 617 Broadway. Nancy will be happy to take care of you. Or you can call at 440-245-2323.
And Scott, thank you for presenting our Spotlight series this year. It's been a lot of fun being on the road.
We enjoy you to get out in the community, and we like to hear all the different reports of what's going on all over the community.
Now, Scott, before we let you go, and we're coming to the end of 2014, and I know 2015 you've probably planned, any kind of little hints as to some things that might be happening in 2015?
I'll give you two quick hints.
All right.
January 30th, one of the biggest shows in the world, coming to the Lorraine Palace Theater. It's called Video Games Live. It is a multimedia show with a 100-piece orchestra, a 100-piece choir, and they play all the songs of the video games. Big cross-promotion, rock and roll with orchestra. It's a huge show that travels internationally. It will be at the Lorraine Palace Theater on Friday, the 30th of January. Tickets are on sale now. They're going quickly. The second thing is March 28th, world touring comedian Ralphie May will be at the Palace Theater. His tickets are on sale now, too.
Well, a lot of these tickets you can get and put them in someone's stocking.
You got it. Great stocking stuffers.
2015. But the Lorraine Palace Theater, our guest Scott Musk, again, lorrainepalace.com. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, happy holidays, guys.